It's time for another story along Seattle's Mother Road, Highway 99.
Aurora's really gritty.
But you have to start somewhere.
When I think of Aurora, I think of, oh God, here we go back to trouble again.
But now it's getting better, a lot better.
Seattle is in the midst of a building boom, but on Aurora Avenue North, there's at least one spot that will likely remain undeveloped. Evergreen with Shelley is the biggest cemetery in Seattle. It's been a fixture in the city since the mid-1880s. From Aurora and 115th, KUOW's Kate Walters reports on how growth is affecting this graveyard.
The Evergreen with Shelley Cemetery straddles both sides of Aurora Avenue. It's a mild spring day with patches of blue sky breaking through the clouds. Cemetery workers are filling in a grave. Family and friends have already said their goodbyes. Aaron Scholes is the operations lead for the cemetery. He says this quiet space next to Aurora provides a break from the poverty, the prostitution, and the crime that are prevalent along the highway.
This place is kind of this little oasis from that. It's so odd, it's this little bubble in the middle of 99.
Scholes says joggers and people with dogs use it as a park. People come here to visit loved ones or just to be outside in green space. There are dozens of different types of trees in the cemetery, he says.
You know, when people think about Seattle, they think about the Space Needle, they think about Pike Place Market, they think about Westlake, kind of the touristy spots. And when we think about Seattle, we think about this place because it's got so much history.
The cemetery was started in the mid-1880s by the Denny family. Scott Sheehan is the current general manager of the site. He says early growth in Seattle meant the Dennys had to dig up the bodies of family members twice and relocate them to make way for development. Finally, they went all the way out to where the graveyard sits now, on Aurora.
Which was a long distance. If you think about that time frame, it was buggy and horse to get out here, and they were hoping to never have to move those bodies again.
Today, Seattle is experiencing another period of rapid growth. But as development slowly makes its way to the Aurora corridor, this cemetery is likely to fulfill its founders' hopes and remain untouched. Sheehan says he gets business cards from developers all the time, people eyeing land that looks like open space. But he says the cemetery isn't looking to sell any of its property. And even if they were, it's difficult to develop land that's been designated as a cemetery. That means the land they own, which is roughly the size of an 18-hole golf course, will remain open space. It'll continue to be used for burials and cremations, adding to more than 160,000 remains that have been laid to rest there, more than the population of Bellevue. But even if the current growth doesn't bring apartment buildings or skyscrapers to the cemetery, it still touches the property in other ways. Damaso Garcia is the working foreman for Evergreen with Shelley. He says in recent years, the impacts of the city's homelessness crisis and the opioid epidemic have become more visible on the grounds.
When I started here in 2005, we were busy doing burials, cutting grass, and now we are busy trying to get the homeless out of here or cleaning after them.
Garcia says all their vehicles carry Sharps containers now, and they have to remove people from the property daily. The cemetery has spent a lot on security and on things like new fencing and landscaping.
So we have to change the landscape of the trees, of buildings. You know, we have to move a lot of stuff from just because we don't want to give him a hiding spot.
Garcia says he feels bad. He knows the people he's pushing off the property have it rough, and he tries to be kind. But the cemetery is somewhere families come to grieve, he says, and they have to respect that. Just as this site adapted to the needs of early Seattle growth, the staff have adapted to the current challenges growth brings. And General Manager Scott Sheehan says whatever the future brings, one thing is for sure.
We'll always be a part of Aurora Avenue. We'll always be a part of Seattle. We will never go away. This will be an icon that will be here for hundreds of years to come, we hope.
I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.